All this week, here on Now I've Heard Everything, I've been bringing you vintage interviews that I've done over the years with authors whose books became major Hollywood movies, like Jurassic Park, Fried Green Tomatoes, and The Queen of the Damned. And today, a renowned author who accomplished something very rare. He actually added a whole new phrase to our popular lexicon. Joseph Heller first published his iconic novel Catch-22 in 1961. Catch-22 is a satiric war novel that introduced us to a concept known as Catch-22, which is defined by the Merriam-Webster Dictionary as, quote, a problematic situation for which the only solution is denied by a circumstance inherent in the problem, or by a rule. Now, I had interviewed Joseph Heller once before, a couple of years earlier, when he wrote a sequel to Catch-22 called Closing Time, and then we talked again in 1996 about Catch-22.
I had the privilege of speaking with you a couple of years ago when Closing Time came out, and we talked at that time about Catch-22 and the impact that it's had on this country, the whole world, the very words that it has added to our vocabulary. Everyone now knows what a Catch-22 is.
Except me. I know what you mean, and one of the things that's kind of very satisfying and surprising is the way it continues to be vital in terms of people's talking and people's writing. There's scarcely a week goes by that I don't find either a mention of the title Catch-22 or a reference to something in it that reminds the columnist of something going on in business and government or on a local or federal level or something similar to that.
You could have one of those database searches on your computer, and you're right. Every single day, there would be another 5 or 10 references in a newspaper article, a magazine article. But it's not just the name. It's not just phrase.
It's either the name or reference to the characters in the novel. Last week, Russell Baker in a column on very good columns are on the security measures that we're going. Made a reference to an aspect of Catch-22 I had forgotten about. He called it the devastating satire of our security forces. That's in Catch-22 also, and it's extremely gratifying.
Wow. But yet, you know, as we talked about the last time that we talked, had you sat down at the typewriter that first day and said, now I'm going to write a book that's going to become a classic.
You can't do that. I doubt even Plato thought that, or Homer, or Darwin. No, but in writing a novel, that was my first novel, but no subsequent ones. I sit down and hope I will do a very good job, one that will be outstanding to the extent that it will attract attention. I didn't dream, and nobody else would dream, that Catch-22 would have as much longevity as it's had.
Did the story as you were writing it, I mean, any novelist has to be personally involved in what he's writing. It has to mean something to you for it to be a good book, let alone a great book. What did you know as you were writing that this really meant something special to you?
Of course. Well, but no, at the time, even though I was in my 30s when I started, I was like a teenager sitting down to begin writing a book. I didn't know what it meant. What I had was the feeling, an intuitive feeling, that what I was about to do was different and worth doing and would be successful. I imagine every writer sitting down, even writers who are never published, have that same confidence, or they would not spend much time with it. I want to remind you that Catch-22 took 7 years to write, and without the feeling that it was worth doing, neither I nor I would not have devoted that much time to it.
But especially something that takes 7 years, the characters must mean something to you. The story must mean the concept.
The concept that with which it was completed was the concept with which it started, and it's exactly what the novel emerged as it emerged. And certainly, I had feeling that the concept was very stimulating, very alive, very vital. Filled with things that would be surprising as others as surprising as they were to me, and it's hard to use the term labor of love for something that emerged a page at a time. I wrote most of it after work as a copywriter, and it took 7 years to write. So, labor of love is not it, but my enthusiasm for my delight in what I thought I was doing increased as I proceeded, and I felt that what I had done was emerging even better than I hoped it would be.
Wow. Do you go back and reread the book from time to time?
No, not well. I read it before I did Closing Time because I knew Closing Time was going to make reference to characters and situations in Catch-22, but otherwise I don't. Incidentally, in going back to read it, I was amazed at how good a novel it is.
You know, but you know, even that is not as immodest as it sounds, because if you're pleased with your own writing, yeah, if you put it down for a few years and come back to it, sure, it's going to be a good book.
It's not immodest, and now I'm going along with the weight of current opinion. Well, most people today think it's an extraordinary novel, mm-hmm. and I'm now inclined to agree with them.
Does it ever surprise you that you're the one who wrote it?
Yes. And in reading the book, I had forgotten so much of the language in it, and incidents in Catch-22, that often I was in a position of reading it as someone who had not written it.
Wow. But you know also now how, in the intervening years, how college students, maybe even high school students, have studied your book, have picked it apart, have done flow charts,
It's extraordinary, it's amazing, and it still goes on, and people do term papers on it, master theses, and doctoral dissertation. It's a... you're going to have me boasting.
but
compliments.
But along those lines, though, I can't help wondering how many of those students who very earnestly and maybe very sincerely read your book and completely missed the point.
I don't know what the point is. I do think that in the novel it touches on a whole variety of points in an effort to compress everything going on in our society during the years I wrote it. And a few years before I began it. So there are a tremendous number of points. The point of the novel as a novel is the one I would be embarrassed to try to define. What was exciting to me, what was original to me, was Catch-22 as a novel of a kind that had not been written before, or that I had not experienced as having been written before. A new type of, a new approach to a fairly familiar subject, I would call it. And that is where the real creativity and originality and accomplishment lies. If it were only the things I was saying or criticizing in the book would have been passed into oblivion long before this, because most of the originality of thought comes into the creation of the novel itself rather than in anything iconoclastic or particularly profound.
Would it disappoint you if many years from now, upon your death, that your tombstone simply read "Author Catch 22"?
No, it wouldn't disappoint me. It would disappoint me to have died, you know, because I would like to live as long as I think the novel is going to live. No, it would not disappoint me.
What a thing to think about, though, to know that even again many years from now, after you're gone, you know, that even many years beyond that, many, many thousands, millions more readers will enjoy what you've written.
On a more sober note, among the books that have been chosen are two by American authors who have not been dead that long. Ralph Ellison's Invisible Man, I think Ralph Ellison passed away within the last 2 or 3 years, mm-hmm. and Richard Wright, well, he's longer than that. Their books are read, and I think the effect of the great book series on the Learning Channel would be to bring thousands more to read these works.
Wow. Has Catch-22 ever been out of print?
No, not in this country. Occasionally it goes out of print in European countries because the contracts are limited to 2 or 3 years, and then that same publisher or another publisher will immediately bring it back into print. And it has been very, very popular in Eastern Europe, although not published there. And with the collapse of the Iron Curtain, Romania particularly, Croatia just bought the rights, Czechoslovakia, and Poland particularly. I don't think it had been published in Poland. It's published before. But the publishers there knew it. The translators knew it. They knew it from the English version or some other language version. And they welcomed the opportunity now with the free economy to bring it into print.
The movie Catch-22 premiered in 1970 with an all-star cast that included Alan Arkin, Martin Balsam, Richard Benjamin, even Art Garfunkel.
Okay, let me see if I got this straight. In order to be grounded, I've got to be crazy. and I must be crazy to keep flying. But if I ask to be grounded, that means I'm not crazy anymore and I have to keep flying.
You've got it. That's catch 22. Woo!
Joseph Heller died in 1999 at the age of 76. I'm Bill Thompson, and now I've heard everything.